What's up, y'all? Jeffy, Jeffy TV, coming to you live on this glorious Monday. I would say thank God it's Monday, but it really was a fairly good weekend. No, how could I? It was a good weekend. I had a good restful weekend, but I didn't get too lazy. I didn't eat too much junk. Mr. Scale told me 217.8, I think, or something this morning, which for a Monday is spectacular. But I did yesterday buy a pair of size 38 waist pants. I had got rid of all my 38s and I was wearing 36s. I guess I was wearing 36s. I don't know, I guess I had this weight off for like a year or so. I'm not sure. I was looking back to see. I might have had it off. I think I was down even in 2022. And then maybe in 2023 is when I just start realizing all my size 38 waist pants was just too big. And stop wearing large t-shirts and with the medium. So I kept the weight off for a while. And when I look at the my weight graph, you know, showing how much I weigh, in November, October, 2023, between Thanksgiving and Halloween, is when I shot up like 20 pounds. That's probably when I quit smoking. Probably when I quit smoking Black & Mild. But you get to see the graph just goes like this. So, and yesterday, I did pretty good. I stayed fairly busy. Saturday, I kept in motion. You know, I get up, walk my steps, though I may stay in bed longer. Got up a little later than I usually do. But first thing I did was weigh myself, throw in the clothes and get out there. Walk 4.5, 5 miles. Come home, shower, put on comfortable clothes. And by comfortable clothes, I mean I didn't put on any pants, even though I had planned to go out and go someplace. I put on sweats because they were comfortable. The size 36s is just too tight. I can wear them. I wear them to work. I don't know what I look like in them. You know, I've worn them on airplanes, but I don't do that anymore because they're just too tight. Until I lose this weight. And I refuse to get a... any size 38 pants, but I gave in. I just wanted to try the overlay. I did that all messed up, kind of. But I just wanted to pause and hit the overlay. What I really would like to do is have the pause button on the remote. I mean, the button on the remote pause the video. I'm gonna see if I can make it do that, because I had to make it really seamless, because now I just got to reach up and pause it. And that could be a little bit cumbersome looking on the video. And so, and I said I wasn't gonna talk about doing that anymore. I said I was gonna stop talking about the technical aspects of making videos and the things that I go through. But I'm getting better. At least I'm getting better. I'm trying, but I'm getting better. I'm definitely getting better on the use of this, the buttons and everything on the app, filming app. And didn't I say I was going to stop doing that? Didn't I say I was going to stop saying that? But anyway. From the video yesterday, I talked about how sweaty I was. It was 80 degrees. I was walking around in a sauna suit, blah, 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 sweating, dripping wet. Sweating so much that I couldn't even go in the Rouse and get anything, which kind of didn't matter. I was just so sweaty. I was like, I can't go in there. Plus, I was kind of winded and felt weird. I wasn't nauseous, no nausea, but I couldn't go in. So I got home, clothes soaking wet. I get in the shower. I step in the shower. I take my clothes off in the shower because I'm just dripping sweat everywhere I walk. And I had to hang them up in the shower, but there's no place to hang them up. So I went to Walmart. I Googled. Walmart had this rod, shower rod for 10 bucks. I was like, I can't beat it. So I got that, and then while I was there, I also got a pair of size of 38, 32 pants, the cheapest ones, $13 black jeans. I can wear them to work. You know, I can, just one pair, only one pair. Just one pair. Yeah, I'm really getting the hang of it now. I'm really getting the hang of the camera and the buttons on how I have to go back a menu and then go forward a menu to get between the pause and the record button again, because the record button comes up looking different in a different menu. And then I said I was gonna stop talking about that stuff. I'm getting better. I'm a work in progress, as they say. Also, today I forgot to bring my wireless microphone. So you're hearing me without the wireless microphone. I wonder if it sounds any different, better or worse, picking up background noise. There I go, talk about the technical stuff again. I can't help myself. I want you and nobody else. Sugar pie, honey bun. You know that I love you. Yep. Now I got nothing to talk about. Now I ain't got nothing to talk about. Now I ain't got nothing to talk about. What can I talk about? Did I tell y'all I came in third last month, performance, tied with two other people, 2 points off the top spot. Top spot took 91, I took 89, me and two other people took 89. After being the top performer of my group for 3 straight months, I'm not mad. At least I don't think I am. I'll get in there today and I'll look and see what metric, and I think I already know what metric I slipped on. And I think it was email time. I was keeping emails open just a little too long. There's a little thing I do, a technique I have to minimize that. And I may have got away from it. And also, sometimes I'll be tired. Sometimes, you know, not that I'm slacking, but yeah, it's probably that I'm slacking. Yeah, it's probably that I'm slacking. Just to catch my breath, you know, because it's like I can't keep my foot on the gas. Well, at least this is what I'm going to say. I can't keep my foot on the gas going 100% all the time. You know, you need to take, it needs to be a break in there, quote unquote. You know, 3 straight months. You know, focused and on it. I could say that, I guess. I don't know if it's true or not. It probably is. It plus, you know, there's other things I want to do. I was just talking to the dame today about how the stuff I do outside of work is important to me. But without work, I wouldn't be able to do the stuff outside of work. Mainly because there would be no outside of work. If I didn't work, there'd be no outside of work. But that's semantics. But the money. And I'm saying, I work for one of the top law firms on the planet. I'm a top performer in like one of the top law firms on the planet with a world-renowned technology department, world-renowned security. Just, you know, our tech analysts are respected throughout the industry. I can go anywhere in the legal field. I can go anywhere and say, hey, I'm looking to leave here. I want this amount of money to do this. Just see what they say. I don't want to go nowhere. And you never want to say that I got enough money, because I don't know if that's true or not, but you know, we're just programmed not to say that, think that way. But I'm comfortable. I love the place where I work. Never had a better job, ever. Now, that don't mean it was my favorite job, but this is the best job. Favorite job, obviously, I always tell the stories, Artists and Entertainment, Blair Witch Project, working for the movie company. I was young and, whole different type of industry. Whole different type of industry. And yesterday I was going through some stuff in storage. I ran across some hats, artists and entertainment hats and stuff. Hats I gotta go through and throw away. Some I need to throw away. Some I need to keep. I need to reduce storage. I really gotta start working on that. Well, I don't got to, but you know, it's happening. I got a lot of mementos. That's what I got. I got a lot of mementos. And I got DVDs. Well, I could take all those DVDs to the shredder at work. Just drop them off. Because who needs them anymore? Who needs a physical backup? I think I got one DVD CD player. I don't even know if it'll burn DVDs. Because I was going to burn a DVD, you know, the family, or pictures, or granddad, or whatever, and give it to people. But do anybody got anything to play them on anymore, number one? Then I thought, what's the alternative? You can put it on YouTube, make it private. Or you can send them a file. You can just send it, put it on Dropbox and send them the file. You know, we really don't need DVDs anymore. Physical media. Worst case scenario, postal mail them a flash drive. Hold way more than a DVD. So I'm like, what's the point of DVDs anymore? Again, does anybody even have DVD players? I got a Blu-ray player I bought just to play with, I guess. I put it up. It's in my bedroom closet. But no bark today? It's in my closet. I mean, it's right there. It's almost in, it's not in just in time position. You know, the stuff that you use immediately every day. And if it's not, you keep that off your desk. I learned that in ISO 9000 training. Hughes Avicom. So Hughes Avicom hats up in there. Artisan hats. You know, just stuff. And I saw some hats I could throw away. I saw some hats rotten. Had holes in them and just falling apart I could throw away. And there's some hats that were just purely commercial that I kept. You know, didn't have any real sentimental value. Just was commercial. Had a lot of them. Probably about 30, 40. Maybe even more than that. But, you know, go through that, get that box and clothes and a lot of mementos. A lot of mementos. And mementos, I'm thinking, I could take. Mementos, I'm thinking I could take. You know, they already in nice little storage containers. You know, big 30-gallon whatever plastic storage containers. I could take them even at my sister's house or something. Because they don't need to be quote-unquote protected. You know, I'm not worried about anybody stealing them. Not that having stuff in storage is any more secure, but I feel that way. Because I got videotapes in there that can't be replaced, so that makes them precious. And I guess the goal would be to digitize them all. Be hundreds of hours, if not thousands of hours, to digitize it all. I wonder how much it would cost if I was to take all those tapes and say, if it was 100 tapes, I got well more than 100 tapes. 100 tapes, how much they charge per tape to digitize them? And would I want somebody to digitize them? Or I'd have to go through them and see the good ones that I want. So I digitized some stuff yesterday since I got my camera back. Saturday I went and got my camera. The one that, you know, does the older tapes. And I was digitizing those, some of that, making sure it worked and digitizing it. See how it look. Of course, you know, just stuff like that. The video quality you know, isn't that good from back there. I think I captured it at 1280 by 720. But I'm not sure what the actual resolution of the digital file, of the digital on the tape is. Might be 720 by 480, I don't know. I guess I could Google. I could probably Google and find out. Find out the specs of the camera and what format, video format resolution it actually captures at. Before I export it out of the FireWire into the computer. I did that so the guy next to me could hear me talk technical. I front sometimes, even though I know I don't have to. We all know I don't have to. I'm Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, damn it. My name is known all over the world by all the pretty ladies and the foxy girls. That's what he said. My name is known all over the world by the foxy ladies and pretty girls. One of those. Is that Rapper's Delight? Anyway, 16 minutes on this gloomy Monday. I feel pretty good. Vegas Friday. I'm hoping. See, the thing is, going to Vegas is no problem. The money is no problem. Let's just face it. The thing I'm concerned about is having to take PTO. That's the biggest expense. The PTO, to me. Because the PTO is more precious than money. And it shouldn't be right now, to be honest with you. Like, I might need to bear down, take a look at a few things, get my financial situation together. Because it's going to get worse. That means it's going to be more strain. Summertime's coming up. There's going to be much more strain on me. And it's going to be much more strain on me traveling and this and that, and graduations and baby showers, P-Funk. So figure that out. Just gotta sit down and bite the bullet. Just got to sit down and just bite the bullet. No, it's coming. No way around it. Let it hurt now. So when I do come out the other side, I've already experienced the pain. When things, quote unquote, get better, or whatever that means. However that means. I don't know. Yeah, I can see it's not. Well, it's going red when I talk really loud. Whoops, I said I wasn't going to talk technical anymore, huh? Okay, I'm not. See, caught myself. I was talking about the audio. The mic. I can see it bouncing. I have a little audio indicator. It bounces. And when I talk really loud, it goes red. And then the wireless microphone, it pretty much stays in the red, and that's why I like it. Anyhow, swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the funk. And for every elementary particle that's ever existed in the atom, and this or in the universe that ever was, is, it will be a totality of it all. Hypothesis follows one theory of universe. My name is Jeffrey.